I'm with a gentleman called Steve Morgan. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
So you've come along today as well. Tell me why you've come along.
I come here every year to show my respect. I was living in America at the time, and actually, I mean, even right now, I just feel a little bit like emotional thinking about it because, you know, it was just such an impact on the day. And, you know, I lived there 16 years and I just couldn't believe it like everybody else.
Did you know anybody?
No, I personally didn't know any single person that...
Tell me what it was like that day when it first...
Well, I was in Houston, Texas, which was like several thousand miles away from the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
And when it happened, the whole city was a ghost town. Like, Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States, and it was a complete ghost town. I had to go to work that night, but I stopped by a church on the way, and there was a lot of people in the church praying. And then I went to work that night, and I worked in a nightclub, and it was totally dead. And the next day, that night, the streets were dead. I got up early the next morning to give blood, and I got there early, and I was literally preceded by thousands and thousands of people. I mean, they had to cut the people off. There was just so many people willing to give blood, and all the nice restaurants came out, like, with all fancy food, everybody doing their bit, just feeding all the people in line. And it just, I always remember that, how everybody always came together. You know, I've got a daughter that lives in Texas. She's 17 years old. She would have been, like, 5 years old at the time. And, you know, just something that, you know...
affected you quite deeply.
Yeah, it'll always be with me till the day I die. I've also been an Army reservist. I've gone to Afghanistan since then and everything. And I guess... I probably never would have gone to Afghanistan if there had never been the 9/11.
Do you feel angry towards them?
To
the Afghanis, you know, about the situation. Did that propel you to go fighting as such?
Well, I wanted to do my bit for Queen and Country as well, because I am British. But at the time when I was living in America, I did feel angry. You know. I think I felt like 99.9% of the people. Yeah, I felt very angry at the time.
Do you still feel that anger now?
No.
It's lessened?
No. Life is too short to be that angry all the time, you know, but that doesn't mean that we'll forget.
Of course not. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.